This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're a couple of days into this year's United Nations Climate Change Conference, 2 weeks of talks and sometimes, honestly, sharp elbows and pointed rejoinders about cutting greenhouse gases and dealing with the amount of carbon we've already dumped into the atmosphere and who is going to pay for the work that has to be done because of that. In that spirit, that is reducing greenhouse gases, an energy company in North Carolina says it's going to be building a new power plant with what it claims are close to zero emissions. Marketplace's Andy Euler is our man on energy.
The company Net Power says the plant will sequester surplus CO2 underground. CEO Ron DiGregorio says the company's been working on the concept for at least 10 years.
Big company support stepped in before government support. In fact, we said, look, Department of Energy, we know you're interested. And when we get there, DOE, we are certainly going to want to have the support of the government. And we're at that point in time.
The company plans to build a 300-megawatt power plant in Odessa, Texas. Early estimates put the cost at $750 million. Now, that's expensive for a traditional power plant of this size, but DiGregorio says carbon capture incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act have helped make it economically viable. Doug Vine at the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions says technology like this could actually help power grids add more renewable energy sources.
We need firm, dispatchable, low-carbon power generation. And that is extremely helpful in balancing a future power system that's going to contain large amounts of variable renewable wind and solar power.
But it's still an investment in fossil fuels, something David Schlissel at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis is concerned about. He says instead of the government helping fund projects like this,
we could be putting in renewables and battery storage that would start reducing emissions in 3 years.
Schlissel says it'll be at least 5 years before we know whether Net Power's commercial plant is working as advertised. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.